Penrith can buy or buy buying. In today's video, I'm going to talk about an upcoming RCR condo right in the heart of Queenstown. This condo is known as Penrith, a landmark development by Hong Realty and Kwa Koh Land. This is a 99-year government land sale site with 462 units with two 40-story tower blocks. This is yet another iconic development in the Queenstown area not to be missed. As usual, let's jump straight into the property details followed with the swap analysis. Penrith is an upcoming 99-year leasehold luxury development in District 3, scheduled for launch on the 3rd of October. This project is a joint venture between three heavyweight developers. This is a GRS site that was awarded on the 7th of August 2024. This site measures 9,500 square meters and have a built-up area of 40,000 square meters, on a plot ratio of 4.53. As I look into the tenderers, there are only two bids. The winning consortium offered 497 million or 5% higher than the next bid by Sing Holding and Partners. This is pretty decent in my opinion. At least they never overbid. Let's work backwards on the break-even cost. Based on the land cost at 1,154 per square feet per plot ratio, after factoring in construction costs, professional fees and marketing fees, the break-even is easily 2,026 per square feet. Here, let us add another 25% margin. The expected selling price based on this margin will likely be 2,500 per square feet. Really? I seriously doubt so. Nearby Sterling Residence is already transacting at 2,600 per square feet for the smaller unit. How can the developer be selling cheaper than a resale condo? Correct or not? Okay, let's compare against nearby Margaret View with 309 units. The going rate is currently at 2,100 to 2,400 per square feet. What does this mean? Most probably, the selling price will be higher than the above. This only means the developer all big what? Back to the unit mix, Penrith has 462 units spread across two tower blocks. There are two bedrooms, three bedrooms to four bedrooms. Facility-wise, it comes with a full condo facility even with a tennis court. Then, there are the usual swimming pools, community facilities, pocket or green space to the usual gym and clubhouses. There are also activity decks on both the 40-story roof garden. Needless to say, District 3 or Queenstown is a popular place to live in. This is located at the city fringe, yet having the lifestyle of a heartland setting. Here, don't underestimate this location. This is a place where many call it their home. Near the schools, wet market, hawker centers, malls, park, and library are all located within close proximity. I personally also hang out in this area too. For those that are keen to meet me, I always visit Delta Sport Hall Active SG Gym in the afternoon, or laze around in Queenstown Library in between my appointments. If you happen to be in this area, you can also drop by Mind Shop at Margaret Drive. There's a thrift store over there. Please go there and support them. It will go a long way in making this society more inclusive. Anyway, regarding the developers, you have their assurance in delivering a satisfying product. I have personally sold some of their projects before. I would say they have a strong reputation to deliver what they promise. Obviously, it's the price. Upcoming new homes will not be cheap due to rising land costs and construction costs. Plus, as long as there is a strong demand, the price will be reflected accordingly. Some say for the same amount of money, you can easily consider a freehold CCR condo at almost the same price. Well, it's not wrong to say that. Ultimately, that is your choice. Another weakness I feel is the small space this apartment have to offer. Let's look at the two-bedroom first. In order to keep the price quantum affordable, the sizes have shrunk over the years. At 614 square feet, this means you can hardly have sufficient space to keep most of your belongings. This kind of layout is mainly suitable for leases. As for the compact size 3-bedroom, this is really small in my opinion. Let's face it, at 73 square meters, you may have to do your laundry at the laundromat downstairs. Else, if you want to do it yourself, you have to do it at the balcony. Plus, the kitchen is only ideal for one person to go in. For such layout, I doubt you can even cook a proper meal. However, if budget permit, please go for the bigger 3-bedroom premium. I think this is still acceptable in today's standard. Another weakness I feel about this area is the close proximity to the surrounding flat. To the east, you have Skyview at Dawson. This is another massive HDB flat towering as high as Penrith. To the south, you have a stretch of HDB flats that are lower. This means you will need to stay in a certain floor to clear them. Only the northbound facing will have unblocked view of the landed enclaves as of now. Well, you never know what will they be building in front. Heng ah, their plot ratio is lower. So is the overall height. RCR has seen renewed interest in recent years due to its more heartland location and amenities. The price are also supported by mass market HDB upgraders that have almost doubled their initial investment. We don't need to look too far. Just look around the surrounding. Most that bought directly from HDB would have made more than double. That is why with the newfound wealth, some may consider upgrading to a condo even if it offers less space. While some would have the intention to profit after staying on for a few years and moving on to their ideal property. You don't believe in me? Let me show you Margaret View past transaction. To date, all 65 transactions all what? That is why I always say, have a mid to long term horizon in property investment. When Nextdoor is selling a new launch, the resale price will automatically go up. Whether you like it or not, here, let me share with you another lobang. If budget permit, always consider the bigger 3 and 4 bedrooms. Just take a look here. The one that achieved the highest profit margin are the bigger units. This is in comparison to the smaller units. Most have pathetic return even when they are bought from launch day. If you really want to max your return for the smaller unit, avoid the high floor unit. I never bluff you. Most can see the GCB area, but when it comes to selling, they fare mediocre the most. For those that are in the middle to upper income bracket, you may want to consider upgrading or even buying an investment property. This is a chance for PenREIT. The thousands of BTO MOP in the vicinity in the coming years, from Clementi to Dover to Holland, will lend support to its prices. Potential upcoming GLS site in the near future could also translate to more opportunity to exit in the future. PenREIT is also suitable for those that stay in the nearby landed properties that have plans to downsize to a more manageable apartment. Likewise, it's suitable for singles to dings that want a place of their own, yet within convenient. As usual, we are living in a very unsettling world today. We have the ongoing wars and the trade tariff policy that may disrupt our neighbors and Singapore economy. If that really happened, the job market can be severely impacted. When jobs are cut, buyers will have difficulties to pay for their mortgages. That is why I always advocate buy with a long-term horizon and practice financial discipline at all times. On another note, the property cycle is at an all-time high, just like our crazy COE. Some say they will never drop and will continue to chong upwards as Singapore economy continue to progress. But hold on, but what if it doesn't? Here, always prepare for any unsuspected surprise. It's just like our job today. Don't assume you will hold on to your position forever. If you cannot add value to your organization, when your company start to bleed money, they will obviously have to let go the redundant employee. If you cannot add value to your company anymore, maybe it's time you reskill or time to move on. PenREIT can buy or bye-bye. For those that love to stay in the Queenstown vicinity, near MRT station, near amenities, this is what this neighborhood has to offer. For those that can afford, go for the bigger unit and buy for own stay. You will surely enjoy staying in this area. For those that are buying purely for investment, then go for the lower to middle floor units. For potential buyers that are interested in such a project, kindly reach out to me. My company is the official marketing agent. Thank you for watching.